אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר.
We are reading from Zohar for All, Ekev, item
19.
Let's try and be together so we can be the address for the light that reforms. In the second ascent to Yesut, when Chagat of Zeranpin received the Mochin of Chabad, Yesut are called then king. Hence, this second ascent should be intended in the word king of the blessing. It is so because Yesut is not called a king except when these Chagat of Zeranpin approach him, meaning only Chagat in the second ascent. The king is regarded as a king when his ministers come to him when they are rich. This is because in the first ascent, when Chagat of Zeranpin were poor and indigent in Katnut, Yesut was not called a king because of their ascent. But now, in the second ascent, when they have already received illumination of Vak, and the Kilim of Chagat Nehi of Zeranpin have already been tied to one another, receiving the Mochin of Chabad in this ascent, Yesut are then called a king. Since now they are rich and have everything that they need for Chagat, without any deficiency. The king below is Malchut is called a king. When these Chagat of Zeranpin, which became Chabad, give him their Mochin, when Zeranpin gives her holy crowns, Gal, Malchut is called a king, with regard to the lower ones. 20. Here, in the second ascent, she is called a king. Who is a king? It is that world which sanctified us and commanded us, since Yesut are called the world. And the three Mochin Chabad that Zeranpin receives to give to the lower ones, that is, Ketel over the Mochin, sanctified us is Chochmah, commanded us is Bina, two is commanded, and du is Tiferet and Diasod, which are the middle line that unites Chochmah and Bina. And there are many ways about it. 21. The world, right, which is Chesed, is called you. Wherever it says you, it is Chesed. When Malchut is tied to Chesed, it is called blessed from below upwards. That is, the Malchut is blessed only in lights of Vak that illuminate from below upwards. This is so because she is tied to Chesed, right line, which shines in Chesedim without Chochmah, which is Vak in Malchut because she needs Chochmah and Chesedim together, which is what she receives from Zeranpin, the middle line, the straightening up in Havaya. He is called blessed only in the source to which he clung, Chesed, in which he enters and fills when he fills Malchut with Chesedim. At that time she is called blessed. And this is what should be intended in the blessings of the prayer. You, in blessings of the prayer, is a priest, Chesed, to cling to, meaning that it should be intended for Malchut to rise and incorporate herself in Chesed. 22. There are three prinot, discernments, kneeling, bowing, and straightening up. Kneeling is the bending of the knees with his head held up. It means lack of gal, because the bending of the knees is annulment of nehi of kilim, and one who lacks nehi of kilim lacks gal of lights, due to the inverse relation between lights and vessels. The straightening up of the head indicates a desire to receive Chochmah, which is that kneeling that we kneel in the word blessed, Malchut, indicating that Malchut needs Chochmah, because this is why the head is held straight, showing that she is devoid of Chochmah. Hence, the knees are bent, showing that there is no gal there. Bowing of the head only indicates that he does not need Chochmah, but Chesed, because he desires mercy. Chafetz Chesed. This is why he bows his head, which are Kelim of Gal. It is the right line of Zeranpin, which receives from Abba and Ima, and does not desire Chochmah, but Chesedim. And this is why we bow in the word you, right line. 3. Straightening up is when all three parts of the body, Chabad, Chagat, Nehi, are upright. It indicates that he has Chokhmah and Chasidim together. Hence his head is held up and his knees are straight. This is the middle line, Tiferet. This is why we straighten up in the word Havaya, middle line, which includes everything. 23. Hence, during prayer, a person kneels in blessed, because he is a world bent upward, because Malchut is bent, lacking Gal and Rosh, the head. She is bent upward to Zeranpin, for she cannot straighten up by herself. Rather, Zeranpin needs to straighten her. As it is written, she has fallen, she will not arise again, the Virgin Israel. This means that Malchut will not straighten up by herself, but her husband will raise her. This is why we must kneel in blessed, pointing to the bent Malchut. This is the difference between blessed in the prayer and blessed in the rest of the blessings. In blessed of the blessings of the mitzvot and the blessings for enjoyment, we aim in the blessed to extend abundance from above downwards. This is because blessed of the blessings of the mitzvot and for enjoyment indicates upper Abba and Ima, from which the mochin is drawn to Yesut, from Yesut to Zeranpin, in the words, "You, the Lord, our God, King of the world," and from Zeranpin to Malchut and to the lower ones in the rest of the words in the blessing. But here, in the mitzvot, we extend from below upwards, raising the blessing up to Malchut in the word blessed. We evoke the Malchut by kneeling to receive chasidim from her, and then to receive straightening up from the Havaya. Afterwards, we raise her to receive from our God, Bina, and then from the God of our fathers, Chokhmah. In the rest of the words, we extend the abundance from above downwards. Thus, in the blessing of the prayer, we aim from below upwards and from above downwards, not as in the blessings of the mitzvot and for enjoyment, which aim from above downwards, to give blessings from above to below, from Abba Ni'ima to Yesut, and from Yesut to Zeranpin, to Malchut, and to the lower ones. Excluded are the blessings of the prayer, which are the correction of their master. Those rise from below upwards and from above downwards, because they begin with Malchut in kneeling, and to Chesed, which is you, and to Zeranpin, Havaya, our God is Bina, God of our fathers is Chokhmah, and from there we draw from above downwards, down to this world. 24. In the word blessed in the 18 prayer, a man kneels on his knees because Malchut is bent, lacking Rosh and Gal. Since bending the knees points to absence of Nehi of Kelim and Gar of lights, which are called Rosh, we aim for the bowing of the head in the Yu, which points to the priest, Chesed of Zeranpin, who receives Chasadim from upper Abba and Ima, and hence does not lack Gar, but bends the head, Gar, indicating that he has no wish for Chokhmah, but for Chasadim. Yet these chasadim are gal because he does not miss the chokhmah, which would indicate the bowing of his head. It follows that the bowing of his head is his head, just like the upper Abba Nima. Since once Zeranpin is integrated with chokhmah, his chesed is like the pure air of Abba Nima, who never receive chokhmah. He bows his head in you, because you is called Rosh, the head. The chesed implied in you is Rosh, although it is chasadim without chokhmah. This is the intimation that a priest takes by the head, implying that even though he is only chesed, it is regarded as Rosh for him, and he is always Rosh because he receives from Abba and Ima, whose zivug never stops. This is the reason why the kneeling is in blessed, which indicates Malchut, who needs chokhmah because her head is straight. Yet, she has no chokhmah, which indicates the kneeling. Hence, she is devoid of a rosh. The bowing of the head is in the yu, which indicates that she rejects the chokhmah in the rosh and chooses chasadim without chokhmah that he receives from Abba Nima, which are Rosh and Gal, like Chokhmah. Had it not been for the bowing of the head of the priest, Chesed, he would have no gal, because the straightening of the head indicates that he needs Chochmah. And if he is needy, then he is as deficient as Malchut. However, the bowing of the head indicates Gal of Chasadim due to the rejection of Gal of Chochmah, for they are interdependent. In each of the blessings of the prayer, when the priest reaches the word you, which indicates the quality of Chesed of Zeranpin, he bows his head to extend Gal of Chasadim from Abba and Ima, for it is impossible to extend them unless by bowing of the head. When the king kneels in the beginning of day 18, he does not stand up until he concludes his prayer, because the Creator said to the moon, "Go and diminish yourself." And the moon, Malchut, has not yet risen from this diminution. Malchut does not straighten up by herself, but through Zeranpin, her husband, since after the diminution of the moon, when Malchut descended from the Chazeh down, she has nothing of her own and must receive both Chochmah and Chasadim from Zeranpin. It is written about the period of 6,000 years, she has fallen, she will not rise again, the Virgin Israel. For she will not rise again by herself, but her husband will raise her. Hence this straightening up, when we straighten up the head in the word Havayah in the blessings of the prayer, is not regarded as straightening in regard to Malchut herself. Rather in the future, in the end of correction, when the diminution of the moon is corrected, Malchut will rise by herself, because the prophets prophesied only through the days of the Messiah and not in the end of correction. For this reason, the king who is a Milkava, chariot, for the actual quality of Malchut, has no straightening prior to the end of correction, since from the time the moon was told to diminish herself, she has still not straightened herself. Rather, she has fallen and she will not rise again. For this reason, the king too, who is a Milkava to her, has no straightening past the kneeling until the end of correction, when the diminution of the moon is corrected. Heading, the landlord slices and the guest blesses. 17. It is written, "For you are our father, for Abraham does not know us." In the future, Isaac is told, "For you are our father." Thus, Isaac, the left line, is called father, because the left is included in the right. But before he is included in the right, he is not called father. Since then, harsh dinim are drawn out from him. But the right, how do we know that he too is called father? It is said, "And set him up for him as a father and a priest." That is, the priest who is right and chesed is called father. And although he is called father above, even the light that does not shine, Malchut is called you, when it clings to the right, as it is written, "You are our father, our redeemer." 18. In the meantime, an old man approached him and said, "Moses, set up a table for your master, for him and for the queen, with every kind of delicacy. To keep it in the verse, this is the table that is before the Lord." But until now, everyone was being delighted at the king's table. As it is written, "Go eat of my bread." Bread is written Torah. Zeranpin, the wine of Torah, is the oral Torah, Malchut. And in Malchut, there are several dainties of the sweet flavors of the Torah and of all the foods and delicacies in the world and of the king. 19. Moses rose and said, "Aaron the priest, rise from your sleep to slaughter bulls and sheep and lambs and poultry, and every kind needed for the king's feast, and a bread of the face, 12 corresponding to the 12 tablets of the Torah, which are written from this and from that. Zeh, this, is 12 in gematria, panim, face. The 12 letters in the 3 Havayot, plural of Havayah, in the verses, 'May the Lord, Havayah, bless you. May the Lord shine. May the Lord carry.' The second Zeh, that in Hebrew, or that in Hebrew, that corresponds to the 3 times Adni, in which there are 12 letters, being 12 animals. It is written about them, 'All 4 had the face of a lion on the right, the face of an ox on the left, and all 4 had the face of an eagle,' which are the 3 animals, lion, ox, and eagle. It is written about them, each of them had four faces. For in each of the three animals are four faces, lion, ox, eagle, and man. 3 times 4 are 12 animals. And this is the meaning of, and one called out to another and said, which are the 12 faces of Havaya, for the 12 animals of Adni. There are 24 books of Torah corresponding to the 24 books in the Bible. This is the meaning of, this is the table that is before the Lord, for a table is Malchut. This is the 12 animals in Adni, Malchut, where before the Lord means before the 12 faces in Havaya. The kelim, vessels, of the king's table are the authors of the Mishnah, authors of the prayer who were set up by sages corresponding to the offerings. 20. It is written, you shall make a table of Asaya wood, the ones at the king's meal would behave with good conducts to show that they are the members of the king's table. The greatest one among the members of the meal washes his hands first. When they come into the meal to be seated, the great one sits at the head, the second one below him, and the third below the second. They are called three beds, because it was their way to sit each on a bed, corresponding to the three patriarchs and corresponding to priests, Levites, and Israel. Chagat. Henceforth, they are not in order, but first comes first served. 21. Custom number 2. The landlord slices, so he will slice handsomely and completes the hamotzi, the blessing, and then he slices. We learn that the guests are forbidden to taste before the one who divides tastes, and the one who divides is forbidden to taste before the guests have completed their amen. If he wishes to honor another with slicing, he may do so. It has also been clarified that the guest blesses the blessing for the food, so he will bless the landlord. 22. The landlord slicing is the middle pillar, the middle line, Zeranpin. On Sabbath, he must slice from 2 chalot, the Jewish twisted bread, hey of Havaya. The landlord is Vav of Havaya between the two letters hey. In order for them to not appear as gluttons, he can slice for each as much as an egg. As much as an egg is Yod of Havaya, and as much as an olive is Yod of Adni, which are Nikudot of the Holy Name. They are called crumbs as much as an olive, and they are crumbs corresponding to drops of semen. Hence, one who slights crumbs and throws them in a place where he should not, poverty chases him, and he wanders about, as it is written, he wanders about for bread. However, there is no bread except the Torah, and he yells, where is one who will pity me? And he will not find one to pity him. 23. Crumbs, as much as an olive, are in a righteous Yesod, who crushes of these olives, the Sfirot, bringing the oil out of them, the abundance. The guest blesses is a righteous, as it is written, and the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. Also, blessings are upon the head of the righteous one who lives forever. For this reason, a guest who is righteous, Yesod, blesses.
Daniel from Israel is asking, how can we continue the work when there's no flavor in the work, no taste in it? Complete indifference, they can't even build a prayer to the Creator. What should I do?
We continue like that with what you have. What's the problem? He's asking for purpose, the taste, and if there's no taste, then it won't come. The reward is in the place. In that way, you don't work. If we want to rise above the ego, then we need to, from the start, need to agree to work without the taste, the purpose. Yes. I'll tell him what to do. If he has a group, he has friends, he'll be mingled, integrated with them more, and he'll feel more of a taste, a purpose. Yes.
Friend from Israel is asking, how important is it to translate everything you're reading into the sermons? and not the font to corporeal depictions.
We don't need to do that. What inner discernments does he have from this? You can imagine all of this as if he's there. He needs to listen and direct that the reforming light will return him to correction.
The child, 24. In the meantime, Rabbi Shimon came to Moses and said, "Moses, one day me and friends went to a tavern, and there was a boy there. He rose and set up a lantern and a table for us by himself as though he was 20 years old, but he was only about 5. He set up the table with every kind of food and drink and said, 'The sages said that the landlord slices and the guest blesses. However, I am young in years, and you are old. Therefore, I was shy and afraid to tell you what I think before I received your permission.' They replied, 'Say it, my son, angel of the Lord.'" 25. He told us, "Do you wish for delightful bread without war or for bread with war? We learn that eating time is wartime. If you wish for a war to be over it, none will eat but the one who wins the war. He will eat and slice for all." The friends told him, "You are small, son, and you still do not know how mighty ministers wage war with a sword, with swaying of the sword, with a spear, with a bow, with the arrows of the bow, and with the sling." 26. He told us, "Let not him who grids boast like him who has taken off. For it was made clear in Shema reading that indeed, anyone who reads the Shema reading by his bed, it is as though he is holding a double-edged sword. It is written, 'The high praises of God be in their mouths, and the double-edged sword is in their hands. The swaying of the sword, it should be swayed only to Vak Chagat Nehi, the crown, to crown him over the heavens and over the earth, and over the four directions of the world.'" 27. A spear is 248 words in Shema reading that along with the 6 words in unification. Here, O Israel, are Ramach, Ramach with the Vav. The shield is a sword, the 3 angels, Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel, acronym Magen, serving 3 patriarchs, Chagat, Michael, Chesed, Gabriel is Gvua, and Uriel is Tiferet. The bow is what tosses the arrows. Each seed that is not shot like arrow does not beget. This implies to Yesod. The sling is Shema reading. The 5 stone of the sling are the 5 words, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord." 28. Thus far, I have been tossing this stone to some, a stone of siege, and I have destroyed the siege and lowered it down. This is why I told you, let not him who grids boast like him who has taken off. Now it shall be clear to you that I know how mighty ministers wage wars with swords, with a spear, with a bow, and with a sling. 29. The boy started and said, "And it shall come to pass that when you eat from the bread of the earth, you will raise a contribution to the Lord. By that does divinity, the letter He of Hamotzi, rise, so that all who slice should be meticulous about the He. Indeed, we learn that chaff and straw are exempted from the thinning because of the malchutz is the chaff and straw. When they klipot, suckle from it, she is the prison. Then the letter He, divinity, has no permission to rise to the Mem, Zer Anpin, to become Ma with her. 30. The chaff and the straw of wheat, the tree that Adam HaRishon ate, was wheat. By eating from the tree of knowledge, he brought Chet to Tet, being the klipot, chaff and straw, to the letter He, Malchut, and the Yod, Yesod, her ten, departed from her. For this reason, when she is in chaff and straw, which corresponded to foreskin and exposing opposite two skins of the circumcision, the one that is cut off and the other that is exposed, he is exempted from thinning Yud. It is so because the letter Yud is not permitted to bond with the letter He, who are man and a woman.
Questions? As usual, we continue with the intention. Adding 10 things to do in a meal. 31. There are 10 things that one must do in a meal. 1. Wash one's hands. 2. Set up 2 halas for the Sabbath. 3. Eat 3 meals and more than on a weekday. 4. Light a candle over the table, a table on the north, and a lamp on the south. And in reclining, once all are reclined, one blesses for all. 32. On Sabbath, one should add to the amount of a weekday in everything, food, drink, clothing, and reclining. One should set up a nice reclining place for oneself with several pillows and embroidered feather beds from everything that he has in his home, just as one sets up a chuppah, a wedding canopy, for the bride. Since Sabbath is a queen and a bride, this is why the authors of the Mishnah would go out early on the Sabbath eve and greet her on the way. They would say, "Come, you bride, come, you bride." Also, great singing and joy must be roused for her. 33. The Sabbath must be greeted as a mistress is greeted, with lighting several candles on Sabbath, with many delights, with handsome clothes, a house set up with several vessels for setting up, and a nice reclining place for each and every one. By this joy and correction, they cause the evil maid, the klipah, to remain in the dark in hunger, weeping and lamenting in dark widow's clothes. Since when this one is full, that one is ruined. For the klipah is filled only by the ruin of kdusha, holiness, and kdusha is filled by the ruin of the klipah. 34. The good inclination is the Holy Queen. The Malchut of Holiness that descended on Sabbath consists of 10 Sfirot and is crowned in 7 names that are unerasable, in several Milkavot of animals and several armies and camps of angels, and the King goes out toward her with several camps. The evil inclination, evil maid, remains in the darkness as a widow without a husband, without Milkavot. 35. Those of whom it was said, to those who bring offerings and to those who burn incense for the kingdom of the heaven, and a fortune which I have not commanded, which is the work that they work for the evil maid who governs the eves of Sabbaths and the eves of the nights of the fourths. What do they do on Sabbath? They take black clothes and their lights darken. They mourn on Sabbath night to partake with the evil maid, to be in sadness, in plight, and in darkness, as she is, for God has made one opposite the other. 36. After Israel sinned, and the temple was ruined, it is written about the holy Ima. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. She has become like a widow. This is why we put out the lights and the candles on the night of the ninth of Av, and lament and sit as mourners, to share in the affliction of divinity, because by their iniquities they caused her all that shattering. 37. The fifth thing to do on Sabbath is a glass of wine off, and the heavens and earth were completed, the Kiddush, the sanctification. 6. Words of Torah must be on his table. 7. He should prolong by his table so that poor will come to his table. 8. Washing the hands with last waters. 9. The blessing for the food. 10. The cup of blessing for the food. He should toil with the above 10 things to set them up as holy, which is the Malchut, who consists of 10 Sfirot. Also, Malchut is regarded as the table of the Creator from the Gvura. This is why we learn that the table is on the north, the side of Gvura. 38. And now Moses interprets the 10 things that one must do on the Sabbath meal. The first is washing the hands, since dirty hands are unfit for blessing, as they are second to tum'ah, impurity. It is so because when the hands are impure, they are the father of tum'ah, the first in tum'ah, and when they are pure, they are second and fit for blessing, because there is blessing only on purity. The blessing is in the priest, a pure man, a man of chesed, as it is written, has the good oil over the head. For this reason, speak unto Aaron and his sons, saying, thus shall you bless the children of Israel. It follows that any priest who blesses is blessed, and one who does not bless is not blessed. We learn that any blessing in which there is no memorial part, meaning Havaya and Malchut, meaning the king of the world, there is no blessing there, Malchut, Adni. This is why in each blessing there should be a memorial part, meaning Havaya and Malchut, Adni. 39. The washing of the hands should be up to the joint, in which there are 5 fingers. He was sentenced to wash 14 joints in the 5 fingers, each finger having 3 joints and 2 joints in the thumb. At that time, the hand, 14 in Gematria, of the Creator is upon him, and it is the hand, 14, of the blessing from the side of Chesed, in which there are Chochmah on the right hand, because in Gadlut of Zeranpin, Chesed rises to become Chochmah. It is the hand, 14, of Kedusha from the side of Gvura, which is in Din, and the hand of unification from the side of Tiferet, uniting right and left into one. It is in 14 joints of the body, where 12 joints are in 2 arms, each arm with 3 joints, and they are 6, with 2 shins, each shin having 3 joints, which are 6, which are 12 together. Together with the 2 in the body and the covenant, they are 14. Thus, the 3 times 14 in the 3 Sfirot Chagat have been clarified. 40. 3 times 14 are 42. The Yud, Yud, Yud in Yud Dalit, Yud Dalit, Yud Dalit are implied in will bless you, will shine, will carry from Havaya, Havaya, Havaya in them. The 3 letters Yud in the 3 Havayot, may the Lord Havaya bless you, may the Lord shine, and may the Lord carry the Dalit, Dalit, Dalit of the Yud Dalit, Yud Dalit, Yud Dalit, which is hand in Hebrew, are implied in Adni, Adni, Adni. The prophet said about these threefold Havaya and threefold Adni that they are Hechal Havaya, the palace of the Lord. Hechal Havaya, Hechal Havaya. Hechal is Malchut, Adni. This is why he said a threefold Hechal Havaya, which are a threefold Adni and a threefold Havaya. This is why the washing of the hands was set up to imply the 14 joints, as well as the threefold 14 in Chagat, 3 Havayot and 3 Adni. 41. Each side of the 3 lines Chagat, right, left, and middle, is 3 times Yud Dalit of the 3 panim, the faces, in the animals, lion, ox, and eagle. Havaya, Havaya, Havaya. And the threefold wings in the animals, Dalit, 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 threefold Adni. They must all be from the 28th of Adam, Havaya filled with Aleph, Yud Hey Vav Hey, which is Adam, man in Gematria. His 28 are the filling of Havaya of Aleph, Yud Vav Dalet Hey Aleph Vav Aleph Vav Hey Aleph. These are 28 letters corresponding to the 28 joints in the 10 fingers on the hands. And the queen is not in his 28, in the 28 joints of the fingers, until the filth of the evil, unfit maid passes away from them, meaning the wife of the unfit one. For this reason, filthy hands are unfit for blessing, because the unfit maid is on them. 42. These are the waters to purify the hand where the hand Havaya is found. The hand Havaya is waters of Torah. The populace, who are vermin, since they have no Torah to lead them out of their filth. What good does washing do for them when the vermin, the evil maid, is in their hands, in the theft that is in their hands, the theft of the blessings that they steal from the Creator? They know neither how to bless, nor what is a blessing, nor what is filth. 43. When the friends and I heard these words, we could not wait until he completed the 10 things of the blessing, and we bowed down before him. We told him, "Indeed, no man can say these words but you, for you are like the four partitions in the Garden of Eden. Wherever a person enters, among children he becomes a child, among youth he becomes a youth, among young men he becomes a young man, and among the old he becomes old. This is why it is written about you, from the place of his dwelling, he watches over all the dwellers of the land. This implies to Moses, and you are the one of whom it is written, because he also is flesh. Also is the letters of Moses in Hebrew, where there is what is written, and Bet Gimel, which are Hey in Gematria. You were in the generation of Babel, and in each generation you come in an incarnation, like a wheel that turns to several directions, and you appear only in a generation where the Torah was given by you. 44. As soon as you parted from the world, you are as the sun that shines in every generation. Since when the sun sets a night, it shines to the moon and in 600,000 stars. So are you. You shine in 600,000 in each and every generation. This is what ecclesiases implied. A generation comes and a generation goes. We learn that there is no generation of less than 600,000. We also learn that the generation that goes is the one that comes. That souls in the previous generation incarnate and come into the following generation to keep the verse, that which was is that which will be. Henceforth, complete the 10 things of the Sabbath table openly. Moses said, Rabbi Shimon, happy are you, for the Creator has revealed to you what he has not revealed to any prophet and seer or to anyone. 45. The second correction on the Sabbath table is divide over the two breads on Sabbath, implied in the two tablets of the Torah that were given on Sabbath, pairs. They came down from the heaven on the third day, Tiferet, in which there are twice it was good, since it consists of right and left. On Sabbath, Malchut, the Torah was given. There are two females in Malchut, from Chazeh of Zeranpin and above, and this is the first Nukva, and from Chazeh of Zeranpin and below is the second Nukva. These are two females to receive the two times good that are written in the third day, Tiferet, although it was clarified that the demons appointed over harming couples, as was explained that we should not eat two eggs, two nuts. Why do we take two breads on Sabbath, since they are pears? A law was received by Moses in Sinai. Errands of mitzvah are not harmed. Thus, when a mitzvah is concerned, there is no need for fear because of pairing. 46. Do we not begin on the second and end on the fourth day in 2 and 4, which are even numbers, which was said even in relation to a mitzvah? but errands of mitzvah are not harmed? He replies, with a mixed multitude, meaning that Israel are mingled with the mixed multitude, who are never errands of mitzvah, for they did not convert in order to bestow. Then it is forbidden to begin on the second or on the fourth. But the righteous, who have no connection with the mixed multitude, are permitted to begin on the second and on the fourth for the purpose of mitzvah, since errands of mitzvah are not harmed. For this reason, once they have passed away from the world, after the deed with the calf, the Creator commanded that the two tablets of stone would be taken, like the first ones, and he said, "And I have written on the tablets," and he had no fear of couples. 47. The two breads on Sabbath imply the two letters Yod of combination Havaya Adni. Since Adni, Malchut, is alone without her husband Havaya during the 6 weekdays, as then they do not have a complete Zivug, on Sabbath, Havaya comes down to Adni, and a combination, Yahadni, is made. Hence, two breads are taken to imply the two letters Yod, the beginning and end of the combination Adni Havaya. For this reason, on Sabbath, all the Neshamot, Ruchot, and Nefashot come out and descend in couples, and no Satan or harm-doer governs on the Sabbath day. Even hell does not govern or burn on Sabbath. This is why it is written, "You shall not kindle a fire in any of your dwellings on the Sabbath day," which is a foreign fire. But a fire of the offering is fire of Kedusha, holiness, which is permitted in the temple on Sabbath. Hence, we must take two loaves on Sabbath and not fear any couples, but we should not prolong their division more than the measure of an olive and an egg. 48. The third correction on the Sabbath table is to eat 3 meals on Sabbath. We learned, "May my share be with those who complete 3 meals on Sabbath," which is the complete 7 blessings of the prayer, with which they are completed into 10. This is the delight that is written, "A river comes out of Eden to water the garden." Eden means delight, and garden is the Malchut, Sabbath. Onig, delight, is an acronym for Eden, Nahal, Gan. One who has permission to keep them but does not keep, his onig, the delight, turns into a nega, a disease, a pain of leprosy, since their letters are the same. To avoid coming to that, the Creator said, "They borrowed on me and I repay." And it is written, "Then you shall delight in the Lord." 49. The fourth correction is to illuminate the table with a lamp. As we learn, a table on the north and a table on the south. The Creator's table, Malchut, should be so. The fifth correction is the cup of, "And the heavens and earth were completed." A cup of Kiddush, sanctification. A cup is the number of Elohim, 86. And completed is the number Ein Bet, 72. For the holy bride, Malchut, includes the name Elohim and the name Ab. This cup, Malchut, fills her wine, abundance of illumination of Chochmah, of Torah, Zeranpin. He must testify to the act of creation, Bina, since the abundance of illumination of Chochmah is called testimony, Eden. Bina is the source that gives her, and this is the meaning of him needing to testify to the act of creation. 50. The sixth correction is to have words of Torah on his table. The table is on the north, and the Torah was given on the right. Hence, we must say words of Torah at the table to connect the right, Rachamim, mercy, with the left, Din, judgment, since the Torah, Havaya, Zeranpin, was given from the right, and the table, Adni, Malchut, from the left, which is in the north. Hence, they must be connected because left without right gives harsh dinim. And because the table is on the left, we learn that man's nourishments are as hard as the tearing of the Red Sea. For this reason, he should invite a wise disciple to be with him, one who will engage in words of Torah. 51. The seventh correction is to prolong by his table so that the poor may come. For this reason, anyone who prolongs by his table, his days and years are prolonged. For this reason, charity saves from death, since a poor is considered dead, and he revives him with the charity. Likewise, the Creator revives him. 52. Also, the poor are from the side of the letter Dalet, of which it is written, I was poor and he saved me. The letter Dalet in Echad, Lon, should be extended, as it is written, to prolong his days on his kingdom. This is why we should prolong at the table, which is the Dalet consisting of the four legs of the table. And because of the glory of the letter Dalet, we should prolong at the table for the poor. When Malchut receives from the left without her right, Chochmah without Chasadim, she is in darkness and poverty because the Chochmah cannot shine in her without clothing in Chasadim. At that time, Malchut is called Dalet, from the word Dalut, poverty. The table on the north indicates this Dalet of Malchut. The letters Aleph Chet and Echat, 1, indicate the 9 Sfirot of Zeranpin, which give Chasadim to the Dalet, at which time the Chochmah of Dalet dresses in the Chasadim of Aleph Chet, and the Chochmah appears in Malchut. Also, disclosure of Chochmah is called length. This is why it was said that we must prolong the Dalet to extend Chasadim to her so that the Chochmah will appear, as it is written, to prolong his days on his kingdom. Malchut, the Dalet in Echad, is short-lived, since the Chochmah in her is put out and does not shine. Through the Chasadim, she obtains long days, which is the disclosure of illumination of Chochmah. And because of the glory of the letter Dalet, we must prolong at the table for the poor. And those whose root is from the letter Dalet, who are as poor as the Malchut, will receive abundance of Chasadim and live. It was said that a poor one is regarded as dead because being extended from this Dalet, all his lights are out, and he is like the dead. Through charity, which is extension of Chasadim, Chochmah dresses in Chasadim and shines. Also, the light of Chochmah is called the light of life. Hence, it was said that he revives him with charity. 53. We learn that it is for her that the Creator asked of Israel for a good quality, but found only the quality of poverty. It was asked about her. It's been clarified that a number of types of deaths is the number of outcomes, and a poverty is the worst of them. So why do they say that he found no better quality for Israel than poverty? 54. It is written about every people and language. If it came to pass that they are hungry, they will be enraged and curse their king and their God as they face upward. But Israel are in covenant with the Creator in that quality. They do not deny Him. Hence, to that extent, they will be redeemed. As it is written, and you save a poor people. Poor comes from the word torment in Hebrew, where even if a man has wealth and he is sick and suffering, he is regarded as poor, or that he is being afflicted for his wealth, and he is pained each day. It is all the more so with one who is poor, who lacks what he needs to satisfy his needs, and wanders from place to place. He is certainly called poor. 55. There is another poor, one whose mind has departed him, like Job, of whom it is written, Job speaks without knowledge. So is the Dalet, divinity, when the Aleph Chet of Echad depart from it, the middle pillar, that she is poor. One who has no knowledge has no inequity in regard to his speaking improperly. Moreover, Aleph Chet, the Torah, consists of 613 mitzvot. As it is written, this is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations. In Gematria, my name with Yudke is 365. My memorial name with Vavke is 248 in Gematria. For this reason, there are no poor except from Torah and from Mitzvot, since the rest of the poor are only afflicted, not poor. The letter Dalet of Adni, Malchut, is also poor, without Havaya, and the Dalet in Echad, Malchut, is poor without the Aleph Chet of Echad, the 613 mitzvot of the Torah, which are Chasadim. 56. The eighth correction is last water, corrected because of the Sodom salt, which blinds the eye. They are called a must. because the potion of death is over filthy hands with which one blesses, and over a cup that is blessed without purity, and which is called impure, as a cup for drinking is impure for blessing until it is purified with washing within and without. It is all the more so with the hands. This is why the last water is a must, and you shall be sanctified is the first water, and you were holy is the last water, since holy is the evening oil that they would put on the hands after the last water. These three things are opposite holy, 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 kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Hence, and you shall be sanctified, so it will be apparent that you are the sons of the Creator. As it is written, you are the children of the Lord your God. 57. And the ninth correction is the cup of blessing. We learn 10 things in the cup of blessing: decoration, wrapping, rinsing, washing, alive, full, receiving it with both hands, giving it with the right, removing a portion from the ground, looking at it, and giving it as a present to his household. Now we have only 4 of them: rinsing, washing, alive, and full. Some say, alive, straight out of the barrel. But with a cup it is possible to give it poured in water. Some say, alive, meaning that it will be their cup, and it does not mean that it is poured in water. Its shattering is its death. Hence, when it is whole, it is called alive. 58. What is a whole cup? A cup in relation to Chochmah is Malchut that is called Elohim, filled with Yud-Kei. In Katanut, the lowness, the infancy, Malchut is called Elim, without the Yud-Kei, and they are whole. That is, in this way, the two names, cup and Elohim, are whole. But cup without the Vav in Hebrew is like Kes, the throne, instead of Kiseh, the throne. Flawed, and without the Aleph. Similarly, a kes instead of kos, a cup in Hebrew, lacking the Vav, is flawed. The kiseh is equal in gematria to kos, because the kiseh is the name of Malchut too, like the cup. 59. The cup, Malchut, is Hei of Havayah. It requires 10 things, corresponding to the Yod to do double 10 times. Hei. And to extend 50 gates of Bina, one decoration which implies to the crown Ateret Tiferet, Malchut of Yesod. It is a decoration, as we learn, that he crowns him with disciples. She is the Teret of the covenant, connecting Malchut of Yesod with her, indicating the Zivug of Yesod and Malchut, to beget souls, which are disciples. 2. Wrapping, implying to a prayer for the poor when he wraps. It is when all the blessings and prayers wrap, when their reception is delayed until the prayer of the poor rises. And the prayer of the poor is the correction of Malchut from the side of the Dalet of Echad, which is called poor, and the wrapping implies to that correction. 60. 3. And rejecting. 4. Rinsing and washing, they are like purified and sanctified. Purification is on the right. Chesed and sanctify is on the left. Gvura, a cup of blessing, is called Malchut. On the part of Bina, Elohim, she's called crown, Tara, on the part of Ketel. 5. She's called Chai, Chet Yod, alive in Hebrew, on the part of Yesod, who is called peace. As it is written, and a covenant of my peace shall not be shaken. Rather, it shall live forever. This is why, on his part, Malchut is called alive, Chai. 6. Full on the part of Tiferet, when she receives from Tiferet above the Chazeh, she is whole and full. 7. He receives him with both his hands, implying to the two letters He of Havayah, where the first He is Bina, Chesed, and 61. Sorry, Chesed, and the bottom He is Malchut Gvura.
61. He places in it the right, because the first He is Chesed, and the bottom He is Gvura. Hence, he places it in the right, in the first He. 8. He removes a handbreadth of a ground. A handbreadth implies the letter Yud, because raising the Yud, He is in Yud, where the 5 Sfirot of Malchut is raised from her place, the ground, and she doubled with Yud. to aim that she will receive 50 gates of Bina. 9, looking at it, who are in unification with Yud Adni, the combination of Havaya Adni to aim to Havaya Zeranpin, which shine to the pupil of the eye. Adni Havaya shines in the three colors of the eye, white, red, and green, which are Chagat de Zeranpin. Adni shines in the two eyelids, the covers of the eyes, and in the two pupils of the eyes, and the hair of the eyelids, sends him as a gift to his household. 62. The 10th correction on the Shabbat table is the blessing of the food. 3 that have eaten as one need a cup, because 3 are regarded as the love of your espousals, the love of all 3, which are the patriarchs, to whom it is written in every single way, since your espousals comes from the word all. It is written about Abraham, the Lord blessed Abraham in everything. 63. The blessing for the food is from the Torah, as it is written, and you shall eat, and you shall be satisfied, and bless the Lord your God for all the good land which he has given you, and bless is the blessing who nurtures all. The Lord your God is the blessing for the land and for the food, where the Lord your God is the blessing for the food. For the good land is the blessing who builds Jerusalem. It is also written, this good mountain and the Lebanon all have is the blessings after the food. 64. Moses established the blessing for the nourished for Israel when the manna came down to them. Joshua established for them the blessing of the land when he admitted them into the land. David and Solomon established who builds Jerusalem. We also find in the story of the manna of the intimidation.
Questions?
Yep. I have 2 questions, please. What's better if you have a lot of blows, a lot of scrutiny, suffering, or everything's perfect, everything's organized? What's better?
It's good that you get all the time only blows and feel them, that you are perfect. Then you bless the Creator both on the evil and the good as much as you need.
What does it mean to be above the good? Above the evil, I understand, but above the good?
Above the good is probably, I don't know, it depends where you're reading, let's say. Above the good is to be above the good that you relate to the Creator as good, not because you're getting good. It doesn't influence you, the good that you get, that you love Him. Okay?
Oh. Why in the text sometimes Kabbalists speak about the resurrection? Oh, Gematria. Why do they ask about Gematria?
It's a way of writing.
What does it give you?
To signify the place, the attitude, the state, they need some kind of sign. And Gematria explains a lot. We'll work on it, but in the meantime, they're just like signs for us. Yep.
Today in the morning we learned in the Arvut, and throughout the day we repeated the workshop questions. So why do I need to love the friend? Why do I have to be a guarantor to him?
You're asking me? I can't answer you. You need to go over the material and then we can talk. There's no question. It's explained in such a way that I don't have what to add. Oh, no, I need to love the friend. All right, let's continue. Seven letters Zayin. 65. The meaning of these seven letters Zayin, the three letters Zayin in the Sheen with the three heads, and the four letters Zayin in the Sheen of the four heads, which are written in the Tefillin, which is the letter Zayin and the letter Sheen, written on both sides of the Tefillin. They imply the seven lobes in man's lung by which he sucks wind and from which he puts forth a spark of fire burning from his mouth, since the wind consists of water, fire, and wind. Also, they imply the 7 days of Shabbat and the 7 weeks from Passover to Shavuot. Also, they are implied in the seven branches, on which there are seven holy candles. Also, they are implied in the seven planets that shine in the firmament. And they imply the 7 degrees, Chagat Nehim, on which the world stands, which are the foundation, root, and essence of everything. The friends said about these seven letters Zayin, anyone who wishes to wear head filin must look in these two letters Shin, implied in these seven letters Zayin, in which there is an intimation of hidden secrets and profound intimations. And the likeness of their faces was as the face of a man. 66. And the likeness of their faces was as the face of a man. These are not as the Sheobim. They are a big face, while Sheobim are a small face, like the face of a child. All the forms are included in the face of a man because they are a big face. Engraved shapes are carved in them, in the engravings of the explicit name in the four directions of the world, east, west, north, and south. 67. Michael inscribed an inscription to the south side, and all three faces, the face of a lion, the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle, look to the face of a man. Man is male and female, and without them he is not called a man. The portrayals in the verse, the chariots of God are myriads, thousands of Shanan, were portrayed from the face of a man. 68. The Shanan in the verse includes all the first letters of the words Shor, an ox, Neshel, eagle, Aryeh, lion, Nun is man, the expansion of male and Nukva that are included as one. Also, all the thousands and tens of thousands come out of these animals in the Shanan, and from these forms they each divide as they should. 69. These are the ones that are incorporated in one another, included in one another, so each will be incorporated in the other, which are ox, eagle, lion, man, conducted by four engraved names, which are the great and terrible God, which rise to be conducted and to observe. 70. He rose to be conducted and to observe means the ox to a face of a man. Another name rises, crowns, and is engraved in two colors. This is the name God. Then he retreats and the throne engraves and decorates him, and he is inscribed by it to be conducted in this name. 71. He rose to be conducted and to observe is an eagle to the face of a man. One name rises, crowns, as in conducted in two faces and colors, to be conducted and to observe by way of ascent in a crown. This is the great name. Then he retreats, and the throne engraves and decorates him, and he is inscribed to be conducted by that name. 72. He rose to be conducted and to observe is a lion to the face of a man. A name rises, crowns, and is engraved in two faces and colors, to gird itself and to connect to Gvoa, might. This is the name Gibor, mighty. Then he retreats, and the throne engraves and decorates him, and he is inscribed to be conducted in that name. 73. The face of a man looks at all the animals and they all rise and look at him. Then, they're all portrayed in the engravings in this portrayal in one name, called the Terrible. Then it is written about them, and the likeness of their faces was as the face of a man. They are all included in that form, and that form includes them. 74. This is why the Creator is called a great and terrible God. Since these names are corrections above in the upper Milkava, chariot, included in the four letters Havaya, which is the name that includes all the forms. These forms are engraved and decorated in the throne, and the throne is engraved and decorated with them, one to the right, one to the left, one before, and one behind. They are inscribed in the four directions of the world. 75. When the throne rises, it is inscribed in these four forms. These four upper names carry this throne, and the throne is included in them until it receives and gathers these pleasures and delights. Afterwards, the throne comes down full, like a tree full of branches, to every side full of fruits. Once the throne has come down, these four forms of animals come out, portrayed in their portrayals, engraved and illuminating, sparkling and blazing, and sow a seed over the world.
Parashat Shoftim. Ze yashpil v'ze yarim.
Shoftim. He puts down one and lifts up another. Judges and officers you appoint. In the mitzvah, he commands and appoints judges and officers, as it is written, but God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another. This is because the count of Mem is Yud, whose sum is 20. Afterwards, but God is the judge. He puts down one, hey, hey, de Havaya, and lifts up another, vav, vav, de Havaya. The sentences in the three lines that serve as one. The right line leans towards chesed and judges the world with chesed. The left line leans towards dinim and judges the world in din. The middle line decides between them and sustains the illumination of both of them. However, it lowers the illumination of the left, so it will shine only from below upward. At that time, there are no dinim in it, and he lifts the illumination of the right, so it will shine from above downwards, which is the light of God. It is written, but God is the judge, ki is mem, since the word ki is 40 in gematria, since the sum of yud is 20, since the letter yud of the word ki in its fullness, meaning Yud, is 20 in Gematria, and with the Chaf of the word Ki, it is 40 in Gematria. Mem indicates the right line, Chesed. After the right line, implied the word Ki, judges, God judges, meaning the left line. The right line, Ki, judges the world in Chesed.
Are there any questions, please? No? What do you have over there? Okay, you.
Oh, there was a... It was written... that he judges the world in mercy, and on the right, God judges in... Yeah. Judgment. So who judges in mercy?
God is Gav Vak of Bina, and that's in Chesed, and another one is in Bina. Is in Din. And it's all in Bina. It's Elokim. Yeah. We also need to, in Bina. Gav Bina is the perfection, the wholeness. We, on one hand, understand, oh, it's chassadim, how can it be complete? Whole. Mirgav Bina is wholeness, it has chokhmah, and that's why it doesn't need chokhmah, it doesn't want chokhmah. It doesn't want chassadim, chokhmah, and that's why chassadim are in her. And that's why it also has chokhmah and chassadim, and that's why Gav Bina is wholeness, perfection. Okay, so let's continue.
The four deaths of some. 2. The subsequent mitzvah is to sentence the sword to sentence to strangling, to sentence to stoning, to sentence a sentence of burning. Sentencing to the sword refers to some. It is written, 3. In the sword of the Creator, Yud Dehavaya is the head of the sword, Vav Dehavaya is the corpus of the sword. Hey, hey, Dehavaya are the two edges of the sword, which are, as written, justice, justice shall you pursue. This means that two sentences are decided, the sentence from the courthouse above, and the sentence from the courthouse below. From this we know that one does not move a finger below until he is permitted from above. The mochin de zeranpin that appear in the unification of the Shema reading are called a sword, and the sitra achra is destroyed by it. The primary disclosure of the mochin is through the bonding of malchut in bina, at which time malchut receives the kelim of bina. If it were not for that, zeranpin and malchut would be unfit for any mochin. This is why bina and malchut have the same letter shape. Hey, since they are in the same mochin, therefore they are two of one form at the edge of the sword, but they are regarded as two edges, as in this, in the name where they are two letters hey. The words Yud the Havaya is the head of the sword mean that Chokhmah Yud the Havaya is the head of everything, given the mochin to the first hey bina. However, when mochin are in Yud-Hei, they cannot destroy the Sitra Acha, because the Sitra Acha does not cling to them, but Vav-Hei. Hence, only Vav-Hei can destroy the Sitra Acha. It is written that Vav-Dehavaya is the corpus of the sword. This is so because Vav Dehavaya is the main part of the sword and destroys the Sitra Acha. The Hey Hey Dehavaya are its two edges. And though their equivalents of form, the Mochin, become disclosed, this is why one edge is not enough, rather specifically two that are required for the edge of Bina in Bina to bestow upon the edge of Malchut in a way that the Yud, the beginning of everything, gives the first hay, and the Vav, the corpus and the main part of the sword, receives from them. 4. The seat of the sword, the vessel in which the sword is placed, is the name Adni. There in Adni there are the letters Din, since there are the letters Aleph, Din, and Adni. In Shema reading, Havaya is the sword of the Creator. It is said about it, let the hay praise of God be in their mouth, and two-edged sword in their hand, in the righteous one that lives forever. There are 18 blessings. Through the righteous, Yesod, the Zeranpin, the Zivug Zeranpin, and Malchut, the Gadlut, is done. And this is the 18 blessing in the standing prayer, As it is written, my Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. The Yesod opens the Malchut, who is called Adni. And then Yesod, the sword, enters its sheath, which is the Zivug Havaya in Adni, which was done by the Yesod. 5. The mitzvah of sentencing and strangling in the punctuation mark, Zarka. There is a line there, and Yod attached to it, and a line, Vav, that extends from the Yud. It captures the sum in Vav, as it is written, and they carried it on a pole between two. What is a pole of that wicked sum? It is Adam, who is Yud He Vav He, which is 45 in Gematria, and with the four letters of Havaya it is 49, like the 49 letters in the six words of the high unification Shema Yisrael. And in six words of the lower unification, blessing be the name of the glory of his kingdom. 6. The Hehe gripped the rope with which he will strangle some, meaning the five fingers of the right hand and the five fingers of the left hand. Vav is the rope, and the Yud is the strangling of some. And the serpent, the name Havaya, is death to some, and the serpent and life of Israel. This is why it is written, see now that I am He, and there is no God with me. 7. Sentencing some to stoning with his rock, which is Yud, and throwing it in five fingers, Hey, the arm, Vav, and the shoulder, Hey, and the thought which explicates name, Yud, Hey, Vav, he throws the stone at him.
8. Sentencing Sam to burning is by wood with which to light a fire. Happy is the body which is wood and whose organs are trees, by which to burn fire, which is a candle of mitzvah. In each organ, to burn Sam through the upper divinity, Bina, with wood, which is Tiferet, and with all the trees, which are the Sfirot, that are gripped to Tiferet. This is so because when fire of the High One descends on the trees of the offering, as it is written, but a stranger who comes near shall be put to death, for he will burn in the fire. It is written about it, and a fire upon the altar shall be kept burning thereby. Happy is he who grips to the tree of life, Zeranpin, with his body and with his organs, which is a candle. Each and every branch is a candle of mitzvah, and is 248 mitzvot, which correspond to the 248 organs, a candle of mitzvah for each organ. 9. When both of them, the tree of life and the candle of mitzvah, meaning Zeranpin and Malchut, grip the same person, the words, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed, come true, referring to man, and Sam and the serpent and all his appointees, which are thorns, grip to man's body and burn, while the branches of the bush, its fruits and leaves, do not burn. This is what the Creator showed Moses. 10. Israel are dry wood in the Torah because they gripped the fire of a layperson and are therefore unworthy of having a miracle done to them. And as soon as Moses came down to them with the Torah, the tree of life came down upon them for him, meaning Zanpin, and the mitzvah, which is Malchut, and the candle of the Creator gripped them, and they will live, while the nations of the world and idol worshippers will burn in that candle. It is written about it, Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for I am with you. Upon their creation, Zon were unfit for Mochin, since Malchut of Tzimtzum Aleph is upon them, and she is unfit for reception of light. Thus, there would be no persistence to Zon, and to all the worlds that extend for them. Hence, for the world to be able to exist, the emanator raised Malchut to Bina, and she became one with Bina, and then Zon became fit for that Mochin. All this is if the lower ones go by a straight path. However, if the lower ones sin, there is permission to the Sitra Achrat to cling to Zon and to disclose the Malchut of Tzimtzum Aleph that exists in the Kelim of Zon. At that time, all the lights depart, and as long as the Sitra Achrat is attached to this Malchut and sucks from the place of deficiency in the Zon, there is no hope that Zon will be able to receive Mochin to bestow upon the worlds. Hence, there is no other way to put to death the Sitra Achra that clung to Zon. And then, it is possible for Zon to impart life upon the worlds once more. Also, those two come as one, because along with the correction of Zon to extend the life, the Sitra Achra die. When the name Havaya is corrected, meaning the Mochin of Zon, the Sitra Achra, who were gripped to the place of their deficiency, die. However, to put the Sitra Achra to death, and to extend life to the Zon and the worlds is impossible before he is put to death in four deaths: stoning, burning, killing, and strangling. This is so because it is not completely annulled before it undergoes those four deaths. And the thing is that to bring the Mochin back to wholeness, four types of correction are required. The first correction is to separate it from attachment to Malchut of Tzimtzum Aleph, since as long as the Sitra Achra is attached there, it is impossible to even think of correction. This is done by trapping him, since Malchut is raised to Bina, where the Bina receives the Dinim of Malchut. At that time, the Sitra Achra too is drawn to suckle from the deficiency in Bina, and leaves the deficiency in Malchut, and parts from her, since all the hopes of the Sitra Achra are to cling to the upper degrees. And when the Sitra Achra clings to the deficiency in Bina, Malchut is lowered from Bina, and Bina becomes whole again, and the Sitra Achra parts from the grip of Bina, and this correction is called Zalka, since Malchut is Zulkim, thrown up, so she will cling to Bina. It is also considered death by stoning, because Malchut is called a stone, and throwing it up to cling to Bina falls on the head of the Sitra Achra, since by that he parts from Malchut of Tzimtzum, without which there is no possibility for any correction.
Okay, we'll stop here, even though it's starting to be really interesting. Shevet Achim Gam Yachad, Hineh Matov Shevet Achim.